AM 1450, FM 103.3 KNSI, Dangerous Territory. October is Cybersecurity Month, which is why we have the guys from NetVPro with us. They are your IT easy button. So think of this, easy button at netvpro.com, or pick up your telephone and dial 888-902-3250. And Paul Barrett, are you going to answer that phone call?
No, I'm not.
Who is?
That would be Keith Swingle, or John Anderson, or Mike Smithers. But those
are people. Those are real people.
Those are real people, yes.
Okay. Keith, nice of you to answer the phone call, by the way. I just wanted to say that.
We have any number of humans that can answer phones. Yeah.
No, we should mention this. That first voice that we heard, Paul Barrett, is the owner, the creator of NetVPro. And Keith, you do what? Corporate?
I'm the monkey grinder. Paul plays the music and I dance on the sidewalk.
So you're out there taking care of business.
Yeah, no, I do sales. I don't like to call it sales. I like to call it business development, but it's sales.
Well, here's the thing that people need to understand. When there are problems with their computer system at work, whether it is they have lost data, whether they've been hacked, or maybe they're just very, very outdated, right? The little crank on the side that you have to get to make sure that you make it through the next half hour. Your phone's going to ring. And people are going to say, I just need help, and I don't even know what kind of help I need. That's where you come in.
That's right. And then the next step is that I show up at your doorstep, and we have a conversation. And we talk about your business, what your business does, your vision for the future of your business, and then we really put in place some common sense technical solutions.
Okay, so who is making that phone call typically when your phone rings? Who's on the other end of that phone? Who's calling you?
Business owners many times or the IT team.
Yeah.
I mean, there's many IT people that we help out.
I was going to say they've heard of you, the words out in the IT circle, right?
Yeah. We augment their staff. We, you know, support them.
When you say you augment their staff, what do you mean? What do?
We provide people. We provide hands.
So if I need some people to help update my computer system at my office.
If you have a technology person who's running around your office sweating, looking very stressed out, that's really the environment that we do very well in. You know, we pride ourselves on being there when you need us and not when you don't. Our main question is, how can we help? A lot of times it's with staff augmentation. Sure. Sometimes we work someplace 2 days a week. Sometimes we work 4 days a week. It depends on what that business needs. But when they need us, we're there.
I like to jump in. I mean, one of the questions I like to ask is, what's keeping you up at night? And that's where we focus first, to get them sleeping better at night. And then we can start making their life more enjoyable.
But CEOs and business owners and that upper level tier of management, you know, the people that we don't really know what they do, they really don't have time to deal with IT questions, which is why their IT person would be there. But if their IT person, if it's just too big, there you are.
Yeah, a lot of times, we work with that IT person to even help them describe what they need in their role. So, okay, for example, maybe there's a technology project they need to get done. We'll work with that person, help build a business case, help them explain up channel to that executive who knows that something is needed, but they don't exactly know what. We help bring that to the forefront.
If people don't do this, what's going to happen? What could happen if October is Cybersecurity Month. What can happen if they don't have the best in place?
Well, part of it is people, a lot of businesses think they're too small to be hacked. And it's like, no, not at this point. I mean, they're actually hacking home users now.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law got hacked. They called her up and said, you have a virus and we can remove it for you for $200. Send us money. And she did. That's what the crazy thing is. I'm like, well, why didn't you call me and ask?
Because you're busy. You work for – you're taking care of these other people, right?
And we're never too busy for that kind of phone call.
Exactly right.
And the bad guys have gotten much more clever in their approach. Mm-hmm. They've become more sophisticated, more clever. And sometimes it's very difficult to differentiate between what's a legitimate offer and what isn't. So
that's the big question. How do we know that I'm being scammed? What are some things that we should look for, listen for perhaps?
Well, you know, from our perspective, one of the things that we do a lot is training. So we work with the people in an organization, help them recognize what a phishing attack might look like, help build that, what I call spider sense. So if there is something they're questioning, they can reach out. They know they can talk to us, or we train somebody who we call a super user within the environment. They can ask the questions. So the biggest thing is, let's recognize that, let's understand there's questions, let's get those questions answered. The other thing that's very important is a lot of times we get asked the question of, is this bulletproof, right? They want to have a set it and forget it. Security doesn't work that way.
Right.
I in a past life, I've been asked, is this bulletproof? Can this, you know, will this protect us forever? That doesn't exist. We go with bullet resistant, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So everything is bullet resistant. But as long as there's humans finding creative ways to get around security measures, it's always going to be resistant, not bulletproof. So that's one of the things is it's important to have an ongoing security program to address those evolving threats.
It is important to have an IT Easy Button. Easy Button at netvpro.com. Easy Button at netvpro.com. Phone 888-902-3250.
AM 1450. FM 103.3 KNSI. When you need to know.